Hello and welcome back to the Philemon podcast series. I began this series on December the 25th with a focus on the number 25. Why? Because there are 25 verses in this marvelous letter. I made some associations with the number 25. I was thinking about the fact that it was about 25 years since I first began to pay attention to this letter, having been taught by my friend Greg Fay. A little more than 25 years, and just very similarly, it was a little more than 25 years between the time Jesus was crucified and when Paul probably wrote this letter. I also drew some dotted lines to the sport of baseball and my associations with the number 25 on player jerseys. Well, today, no baseball. How about a little basketball? We're going to do nothing but net. I've jumped through a few hoops since last teaching and focusing on Philemon. Hoops, that is, in personal life, but today, nothing but the Net Bible. So we'll get right to the text from the Net Bible. From Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and co-laborer, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your house. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I pray that the faith you share with us may deepen your understanding of every blessing that belongs to you in Christ. I have had great joy and encouragement because of your love, for the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. So, although I have quite a lot of confidence in Christ and could command you to do what is proper, I would rather appeal to you on the basis of love. I, Paul, an old man, and even now a prisoner for the sake of Christ Jesus. I am appealing to you concerning my child, whose spiritual father I have become during my imprisonment, that is, Onesimus, who was formerly useless to you, but is now useful to you and me. I have sent him, who is my very heart, back to you. I wanted to keep him so that he could serve me in your place during my imprisonment for the sake of the gospel. However, without your consent, I did not want to do anything so that your good deed would not be out of compulsion, but from your own willingness. For perhaps it was for this reason that he was separated from you for a little while, so that you would have him back eternally. No longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a dear brother. He is especially so to me, and even more so to you now, both humanly speaking and in the Lord. Therefore, if you regard me as a partner, accept him as you would me. Now, if he has defrauded you of anything or owes you anything, charge what he owes to me. I, Paul, have written this letter with my own hand. I will repay it. I could also mention that you owe me your very self. Yes, brother, let me have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Since I was confident that you would obey, I wrote to you because I knew that you would do even more than what I am asking you to do. At the same time, also, prepare a place for me to stay, for I hope that through your prayers I will be given back to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you. Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my co-laborers, greet you too. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. That's the text of the NET Bible translation of this letter. And I suppose I won't go with nothing but NET. I'll give you a little courtside commentary for just a couple of more minutes. I really appreciate so many things about this text. One is they honored the delay employed in the original. Verse 10, there's a technique or even a tactic, persuasion tactic, that Paul seems to be employing here. So many English versions will obscure this aspect. They'll say in verse 10, I'm appealing to you for Onesimus, and then go on to describe it. But in fact, the original is more like the NET Bible has it. I'm appealing to you concerning my child, whose spiritual father I have become during my imprisonment. That is, and then finally mentioning the name, Onesimus. There's a delay, almost as though Paul wanted Philemon to consider the concepts, to consider what's going on personally in the relationships before he even considers so starkly and bluntly that name, Onesimus. Also down in verse 20, I just want to point one more time to the aspect of the heart and the refreshing of the heart. In one of the four imperatives of this entire letter, Paul says in verse 20, the last part of it, refresh my heart in Christ. What does that mean? Well, there's an implicit meaning. Going back to verse 12, Paul says, I have sent him, meaning Onesimus, who is my very heart, back to you. And there's actually a double meaning, or maybe a range of meaning, for this word refresh down in verse 20. So when Paul says, refresh my heart, he could actually be referring to what he wants Philemon to do toward Onesimus, whom he had identified as his heart. So much here. I look forward to the next time. For now, we'll leave it with the NET Bible and a few courtside comments. Thanks for listening.